104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? I'm your host, Peter Torrente. And we got some great songs for you coming up today. Lots of new music, some older stuff too, but came out last week. Just need to play one more song off that Madeon album. I've picked my favorite. And that's the song I will be playing later in the set. We got some great tracks coming up from the likes of Madeon, William Crooks, AO Beats, George Clanton, Wooly, Hannah Diamond, RL Grime, and the rest will be a surprise, you know? Can't give it all away in the first minute of the show. This first song, it's by French producer Kids Waste, and singer as well, vocalist. He is upset because he'd been planning to release this single for months, and then Madeon announced that his album was coming out within the same week, and he keeps on complaining that Madeon's album is overshadowing his new single. But it makes sense because Madeon is a much more popular artist than him. But oh well. This is the new Kids Waste single, Need You.
Thank you.
That was Need You by Kids Waste. Brand new single. Kind of a new direction for his music. Liking the track a lot. I've listened to it quite a few times. Not as much as I've been listening to Wishes by Grant. I played that song on my show a few weeks ago. And also not as much as I've been listening to Heavy With Hoping by Madion off of Good Faith, which happens to be the next song I'm about to play. This is Heavy With Hoping by Madion off of his new album, Good Faith. And debatably, best song on the album. But, you know, what do I know? I just play music on the radio.
How can I explain?
That was Heavy With Hoping by Madion off his latest album, Good Faith. In 2 weeks, I believe, I'm going to see him live, Good Faith, live. I'm very excited for that. I'm seeing some videos circling around the internet that look pretty exciting. The pictures and videos I've seen of the show so far, I might cry. I might cry at the show. Not gonna lie, it might be just as good, if not better, than Porter Robinson's set, his world set, which is, oh my, I wish I could see that again. One day, maybe. Up next, we got the new song. I mean, he dropped two new songs. Robotaki, first of all. That's who I'm talking about. Robotaki dropped two new songs, but I'm going to play Los Angeles. I think it's the a stronger of the two tracks. And this is a pretty nice track, even though... No, there's no even though, you know? Just Los Angeles by Robotaki. It's a good song, good song. We're gonna give it a spin right now. Thank you for tuning in, everyone listening. My 7 listeners. That was Los Angeles by Robotaki. Very exciting stuff. Ooh. All right, we'll get back around to that. I'll talk about that later. Lof Lehi is tomorrow. A very exciting rivalry week. Rivalry week, though. It's been a fun rivalry week, I would say. Lots of rivalries going on. Mainly the Lafayette and Lehi one. though. Last night, my banner was stolen. My banner said, Lehigh doesn't have the skee-ball kid, which is a fact. They don't. I have the skee-ball kid. But they tried stealing our banner last night, but I was out on watch, watching over the banner, and I scared them away. I spooked them. But then, I guess when we were asleep, they stole it. So that's very sad. Which is illegal. You're not allowed to steal things from people. You know, that's not your property. I bought that sheet. I bought the paint. You know, it's all mine. I own it. You can't just go around stealing stuff like that, Lehigh. It's unacceptable. And, yeah. Just want to let you know. Can't be doing that stuff. It's bad. Don't do it. This next track, it's not related to Lehigh. It's titled Go Time by AO Beats and Liz. I believe Sophia Black is also on the song, but they removed her name off the artists on Spotify, which is weird. So I don't know if she actually is on the song or not. It sounds like she's on the song, because I've listened to it a few times, and I hear her voice, so I think she's on the song. But this is off of the new AO Beats EP, or not EP, mixtape, album, who knows, titled I Have Trouble Sleeping. And, you know, I think we can all relate to that sometimes, you know. Sometimes it's hard to go to sleep. A lot of times, you know. But, you know how it is out there, you people, my listeners. So, yeah, this is Go Time, the best song on the album. If you really want to dive deep into it, is Learn From The Best, which is Gigi, Vero Hot Sauce, and Mark Johns all hopping on the same track with AO Beats producing it. It's pretty fire, but it's explicit, so I can't play it. But, you know, Go Time's pretty fun, too, so I hope you enjoy it.
Can we go?
That was Go Time by AO Beats, Liz, and Sophia Black. Honestly, I Have Trouble Sleeping by AO Beats, this new mixtape, this new album, whatever it is. One of the funnest projects of the year so far. It's really good. I enjoy it a lot. I'm very excited to see, how it does. His past project did okay. Very sad, though. We didn't get the follow-up to Peanut Butter with Mark Johns and RoboKid hopping on the same track again. I was really expecting on this record to get another one of those tracks. Luckily, earlier this year, we did in the form of NPZ. But, there's a song they were teasing me like a year or so ago that never came out. And I was hoping it was going to be on this, but it wasn't. But we still get we got three Mark John features on this album. That's exciting. Mark Johns has been pretty off the radar for the past 3 years or so. She's released three songs in the past 3 years. So very excited to see that she gets three features on this, because then it's kind of just like three Mark John songs, you know? Up next, we got the new George Clanton, Nick Hexum of 311 collab, titled Under Your Window. A few weeks ago, they put out two singles together. I don't know what it's called when two singles are dropped together. There's definitely a word for it. This time around, they have one single. So this is the third song they came out with together. I wouldn't be surprised if they're coming out with an album. I'd be very excited. Because the two tracks I heard, Crash Pad and King for a Day, both great tracks. King for a Day definitely being the stronger of the two. I have yet to really dive into this next track, Under Your Window. I gave it a little listen last night, but not a full... I didn't immerse myself in the track, you know? So I'm very excited to share this experience with you, the listener, on this Under Your Window by George Clanton and Nick Hexum.
I threw a rock at your window. I should have picked up pebble, but I'm not gonna run.
That was Under Your Window by George Clanton and Nick Hexum. This past weekend, I was lucky enough to have Pad Chennington in the studio with me, or in the theater, as Charlie would call it on the Kyle and Charlie show, or the DJ booth, as anyone else calls it. We were able to have him come into the station. I interviewed him on my show for around an hour or so, and then he played a DJ set following the Vasey Hall set. Great guy. Had a lot of fun interviewing him and at the show. And if you missed the interview, because I didn't do it at my normal showtime, I did it on a Saturday night, you can go check out the recording of it listed under What's a Genre on the Programs tab of the website, the WJRH website. That is WJRH.org. Go check out the Pad Chennington interview on my show, What's a Genre. It is a good, fun interview, and my dad likes it, so that's all that really matters to me. So if you don't like it, I don't care. My dad, who sits around listening to music interviews all the time, liked it, so you know. Definitely not because his son did an interview. Yep. This next song is going to be another AO Beats song because I want to play another one, so that's what we're doing. This is I Have Trouble Sleeping off of the album I Have Trouble Sleeping. Do you think AO Beats has trouble sleeping? Because I do. Fun track. I really like that one. It's really growing on me. I don't know. It comes after Learn from the Best, and so I keep on listening to Learn from the Best, and then that's the last song. And then I Have Trouble Sleeping comes right after, and it's the last song on the album. So I've heard that song a bunch because I keep listening to the song before it, and it's really growing on me. I like that. That was I Have Trouble Sleeping by AO Beats. Coming up next, I'm going to play a song that didn't come out this week. Surprise, surprise. I know. What a twist. This song is called Promise Ring by Death's Dynamic Shroud off of their album Regret. Hope you enjoy. That was Promise Ring by Death's Dynamic Shroud. Death's Dynamic Shroud, one of the best vaporwave artists out there, doing some really cool stuff. This album, Regret, probably my favorite project by them. Has this like beautiful but somber, melancholy feel to it. I suggest checking it out. It's pretty cool. You can only listen to it on Bandcamp, I think, though. It's not on Spotify or Apple Music. Whatever the kids are using nowadays. But hopping off of Bandcamp and going back to music people actually might know is Hannah Diamond just released her album Reflections today. Very excited Hannah Diamond's back, you know, all the exciting stuff. And I'm going to play the song Make Believe off of the new album. So I hope you all enjoy. I could draw pictures of you, baby. That was Make Believe by Hannah Diamond off of her new album, Reflections. So, the Grammy noms, the Grammy nominations, were announced this week, I think on Wednesday. Kinda disappointing. Some of the categories have okay nominations. Mostly disappointed that 100 Gex didn't get a Grammy nom. Kinda sad, boo-hoo. But there were some cool Grammy noms, and one of them was that Ford got a nomination, not the car company. And so I'm going to be playing Swim by Mild Minds, the Ford remix, this song is Grammy nominated. Another cool song that I can't play on my show because it has explicit language is Wookiee's remix of some Miley Cyrus song, Mother's Daughter, I believe. So maybe check that one out too. None of these nominations will be on the official show or whatever. You have to watch the live stream on their website because these nominations aren't popular enough, so they don't do them on the show. I don't make the rules. How do they not do Best Producer on the TV? What? It doesn't make any sense. The Grammys don't make any sense to me. I don't need 100 Gex to get the nomination. They're nominated in my heart. Ugh, so angry. This is Swim by Mild Minds, remixed by Ford. Grammy nom. That was Swim by Mild Minds, remixed by Ford. You know, I've had some time to reflect after that song. You know what? It's okay that 100 Gex was not nominated for Best New Artist or Best Electronic Dance Album or Best Electronic Song or Best Production. It doesn't like Dylan Brady not in best, not nominated for best producer. Like, are you kidding me? Okay. Are you kidding me? It's okay. I'm over it. Don't worry about it. It's a whole big joke anyways. Maybe if Dog Show Records had some more money, there'd be some more influence going on in the Grammy noms towards Dylan Brady. But it's not the case. It's not the case. Yeah, I was supposed to go see 100 Gecs tonight. Now I'm not. I don't know how I feel about that. Kind of sad, to be honest. Not the best feeling. But there's a Limb show tonight at one of the houses on Parsons Street. If you're on campus, you want to go to a show tonight, just walk around Parsons Street knocking on doors until you figure out which house it is. Or go look up the show on the Limb's Instagram. There's definitely a dress up there somewhere. I just don't know off the top of my head. I'm too lazy to look it up now. Yeah, and so Phone Boy's playing. Pretty exciting. Nutmeg Psychosis, I think. Something like that. Petty Walker. Oh, I love Petty Walker. My boy Calvin Sharp, supposedly playing. But he also has a hockey game tonight. So who knows if he'll actually be there, even though he's supposed to be playing as Petty Walker. Let's see. Yeah, so, you know, what can I do? I forgot what I was doing, dude. Let's see. We got some more music coming up on the show. I'm going to play the new Soccer Mommy song titled Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes. Yellow. That's pretty cool. I like yellow. This is a new single by Soccer Mommy. I don't know. I haven't looked at the... Oh, okay. It's being tied to Lucy, which was the last single. So there's probably an album coming out soon or something. Maybe just an EP. But I'm very excited if there's a new Soccer Mommy album coming out. That would be hype. That was Yellow Is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy. When I started that song, I did not realize at all that it was 7 minutes and 15 seconds. But yeah, I like that song. I had never heard it before either. But I played it, and it was good. And I hope you enjoyed it as well. I now need to cut some songs from the set today. Sadly, we will not be hearing any Young Skirt or R.L. Grime or Akali collabing with Millennium, even though I believe, or Bearson, or any of these people. There were so many songs I wanted to play. I think I just talked for too long, honestly. But there's a song I need to finish off the set with that I've been putting off. I was thinking about starting with this one, but then I decided not to. This song goes out to someone on campus. The song's called Over You by Wooly. Honestly, this is a great song. I've been waiting for it to come out for a while now. He teased it on Twitter a few weeks back. And Wooly making some sad boy EDM is very exciting. I love Wooly's other tracks. I love the stuff he's doing. But, you know, switching up styles is cool too. Like, people should be able to make music they want to make. People are banging on the door. Peter! They're saying hello to me. It's my friends Jordan and Connor. They're banging on the window. Give me a thumbs up. That's so nice of them. And, this is Over You by Wooly.
Think of me at all. No more Harlan and Ryder.
That was Over You by Wooly. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? I am your host, Peter Torrente, and this is the end of my show. Yes, please remember to stream 1,000 Gex by 100 Gex, obviously. Remember that liking dogs isn't a personality trait, and remember to beat Lehigh tomorrow at the game. Yeah, I hope everyone has a good weekend. Hope everyone had a good week. And that's it. That's the show. I'll be back later. By later, I mean 2 weeks from now, because next week it's my birthday, and it's also the day after Thanksgiving, so I won't be on campus. So no show next week. Big sad. But coming back better than ever in 2 weeks. So keep a lookout for that. And yes, thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.